Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
Robert, thank you for coming on the Christian Worldview today. I want to start out by reading from your most recent column, which you titled The Dangers of Doublethink. And you start out by saying this: we're clearly living in a time of doublethink. That's when someone believes two mutually contradictory beliefs. The term came from George Orwell's novel 1984, in which the government ruling party issued absurd dictums such as war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. The psychological name for this, you write, is cognitive dissonance. One form of it is accepting as reality something that clearly conflicts with reason, sensory perception, and common sense. And I'm going to add a parenthetical, or what the Word of God clearly declares. Next paragraph. The progressive ruling elites at the helm of our culture are exercising their clout to put us all in a constant state of doublethink, complete with a cancel culture to enforce their bizarre views. As usual, the media are in the forefront of this cultural sabotage. What are some of the most obvious examples of this that come to mind when you think about this idea of doublethink or this anti-truth culture, Robert?
I think the changes we've seen in language used in academia and by the media are the most striking. And that one reason I wrote the column was I saw an Associated Press article about Governor Bill Lee in Tennessee signing a bill to protect kids from being subjected to anti-puberty hormone treatments, which sets them up later for sex change operations. The governor rightly believes that you shouldn't do this to children. You should let nature take its course and let them grow up. But in the article, this was described as doctors being barred from, quote, providing gender-confirming hormone treatment to prepubescent minors. Think of that term, gender-confirming. It's just the opposite of what it means. If you're born a boy and you get these drugs, they hold up your trajectory into becoming a man and instead keep you in a suspended state until you get to be of age, in which case they can have you castrated. Same with a young woman, a young girl. She gets the hormone treatment, and then they set her up for double mastectomies. I mean, to me, this is beyond child abuse. This is criminal. Doctors who do this should be arrested and convicted and jailed. And yet our media are applauding it, and they're defining it opposite of what it really means.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. Find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.